Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we are joined by pro comic book colorist John Paul Beauvais as we check out Masterpiece Starscream version 2. Netflix's War for Cybertron leader Nemesis Prime is out, and is that Transformers Kingdom Rat Trap I spy? Today is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020, and this is episode 397 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that thought the movie Idiocracy was a comedy, not a documentary. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hello, how's it going?
Colorful colorist John Paul Beauvais.
No, that's definitely going to leave a stain. Oh, hi.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
How's it going? Let's talk Transformers.
All right. We are back, and we are welcoming back good friend of the show, Mr. John Paul Beauvais. How are you today?
Oh, God. This is part of community service. I'm here against my will. I'm fine, thanks, guys, considering there's much worse things going on in the world, I'm told.
Yeah.
Everything seems brilliant from where I'm set. I can't see anything wrong from outside my window, but then the curtains are drawn. So on my vantage point from here, everything seems to be going fine. It's just the voices in my head and my hypertension that are giving me signals that things are terrible. How's everybody else?
We're okay.
Clinging so on by the nails of doom to the cliff edge of defeat.
Yeah.
For those who are not familiar with JP, he is an awesome colorist who's colored lots of IDW comics, currently working on Transformers 84 with Simon Furman and Guido Guidi. Any other stuff you got going on right now, JP?
Currently working under the name Joanna LaFuente.
I go by many names and genders. I'm gender and name fluid when it comes to my work. So, I'm working on some non-Transformers things, one of which I'll plug a bit later. Did I mention a moose-based children's book? Previously, that I was doing with my wife. Book one has just come out across the world, and I'm currently working on book two. And I'm also working on, oh God, the name's gone completely out of my head, which is awful. A book with Andrew Wildman. This is what happens when you have COVID brain, because I was working on it loads before everything went, how do you say, awful.
Is the expression tits up in the UK?
Horizon, tits up, yes. It's all gone A over T, or T over A. Hang on. Okay, you just talk about, you can edit this bit out.
All right, we'll come back to JP. We'll come back to JP. We'll get his plugs in at the end.
Spanish flea. Please play the Spanish flea.
You've got to the end of the episode, JP.
All right. Okay, fine.
We always start
oxygen.
Off.
It's called oxygen. There you go.
Oxygen.
It's called oxygen, yes.
Such a rare... You know,
very
thing
rare.
No one ever
well, if it were called helium, it would have been, or hydrogen, it would have been easier because there's a lot more of it. It's called oxygen, which is actually quite important for the metaphor of the tale. But anyway, so Andrew Wildman and I, he's drawn it and written it, and I just put my crayons on it, really. But it's very good. And so issue two, we're kind of working on at the minute. So it was a little bit poorly, not COVID related. In between, so it's been delayed a bit. I thought, oh, I finished the book, but as it turns out, there's a couple more pages for issue two that hadn't come through. Yes, so I recommend people check out Oxygen. You can buy the first issue already, and I assume issue two will be coming soon now that Andrew's on the case again.
All right.
Cool.
And if you give us some links, we'll put that in the show notes so everyone can find it.
Yes, I shall do that. But not because you've told me, because it's my own choice.
We respect that.
Yeah.
If you don't, also just go and find the links himself.
Okay. Well, I don't have a comeback for that, so I'm just going to nod, which you can't see, but I know I'm doing.
I'm not going to say that we sometimes abuse Charles's OCD, but...
Google is your friend, everyone. Okay. We usually start off the show by thanking our Donatrons. Thank you to all you folks who give us money and support on Patreon and PayPal. We're welcoming our newest Donatron, Nick. Thank you for signing up this week, Nick. And you have got in just in time for our announcement of our brand new Donatron tiers and goals. But don't worry, because all the old ones are still intact. We just added a couple new ones on the end, and we've also changed the way how we are doing our merchandise. So it's not, if you're already a Donatron, nothing is really going to substantially change for you. But we're trying to offer more stuff and provide more content through the Patreon and PayPal. So we hope everyone likes the new changes. Please give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. And if you might be enticed to contribute a little more, we definitely appreciate that. Although we know, given the state of the world, this is definitely not a high priority for most people. So, if we really appreciate whatever you contribute, all the folks who already do. And if you'd like to, it's there. If you don't, it's fine. Just keep listening and enjoy the podcast.
How are we doing with the handshake and ham tier? What's happening there?
Handshakes are kind of off the table right now.
Well, that sounds like quitters talk, that does. I'll put a mask on my hand. It'll be fine.
No one is willing to give us $10,000 a
month. That's just... I don't know. I don't know what the right word is, but that's just wrong. That's all I have to say. What is Jeff Bezos, or however it's pronounced? Does he listen to this? He's got it. I could shake his hand three times. I can buy three hams. I can carry three hams.
If he is listening, he hasn't signed up for the Patreon.
Well,
cheap bastard.
You need to speak to your marketing people. That's all I'm going to say.
You should speak to his ex-wife.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's got... In fact, there you are. There's six glazed hams right there between the two of them. I don't know how long a ham can keep outdoors, but I first made this pledge, 5-6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They can't be good anymore.
we'd have to buy new hams at this point,
Well,
JP.
Then can we make it $1,035 then? Because I've got expenses.
Pigs live outside their whole lives.
Yeah, so that doesn't add up. Conspiracy?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I know what I'm voting for in November.
Ham.
Yeah, and of course, this week we also had Empire of Rust episode 31. This is our Transformers live action role playing podcast. I think I said it wrong. One of our listeners corrected me.
You don't have to take that from them, Charles.
Now his OCD kicks in.
Live play, not live action. So that was it's a live play RPG podcast, not a live action RPG podcast. My mistake. But this is the podcast.
You're just going to take their word for that? You're going to take their word for that?
It sounds right.
You should. I think fighting in the street is the only resolution on it.
If they recorded video, I would think that would be a live action live play.
So yeah, Empire of Rust, episode 31, Spark Eaters in High Places. That came out Monday, August 31st. So it should already be in your podcast feed if you're subscribed to the Transmissions feed. If not, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/rust and you'll get all the episodes for Empire of Rust, our live play RPG, Transformers RPG podcast run by Mike Ordway, our awesome editor and producer. So enjoy. We've also got Bluefin Brands Flame Toys panel featuring Jeremy of Transmissions. That came out, that was live streamed last Friday, and now it's available on YouTube. So if you missed Jeremy on that video, you can check that out, where they're all talking about the Flame Toys models that are distributed by Bluefin Brands here in the U.S. It was a fun panel.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't know why I keep getting asked to do all these toy things.
I don't know.
I had met David from Bluefin at, I think it was C2E2, or maybe New York Comic Con, I can't remember. Back when we had conventions, I'd met him and interviewed him, and he replied to that email thread and was like, hey, you want to come do this? And I'm like, sounds like fun.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Lots of talk about Windblade on there?
No.
Aww.
I'll talk to you after this.
Okay.
And last thing we want to mention before we get into the toy news, we've got our IDW Robots in Disguise retrospective episode 1. That should be already available to you. That came out yesterday. This is episode 1 featuring John Barber and Andrew Griffith, where we go through the first 5 issues of Robots in Disguise from 2012. This is all the inside scoop, all the basically like a director's commentary of the series. This was the brainchild of artist Andrew Griffith, and he came to us and asked if we would be interested in collaborating and putting on this podcast. And we said, sure, not realizing how much work it was going to be, but we're still having fun and enjoying it. And John and Andrew are great guys. And we've got this. This is the first episode. We've actually already recorded episode 2. So that should be coming along in about a month or so. And we're going to keep it going. We'll see how far we get through Robots in Disguise. And, you know, we're going to go about a trade an episode. So check it out. All right. So let's start off and get into some toy news.
All right. And first up this week, second week in a row, we start off the show with a new figure from Mastermind Creations. And this is their R47 from their reformatted line. This is Exodus. Yeah. That's the name, right? Yeah. It's Mastermind, or it's More Than Meets the Eyes Getaway. This is a figure that I honestly didn't expect us to get from Mastermind Creations, but looking at it, yeah, why not? It's a heavy remold of the Hot Rod figure. And a nice little repaint, turning it into Getaway. And it looks really cool. It's expected to come out the fourth quarter of this year. I mean, it looks like it's ready to go. So I'm sure that if we had TF cons and all that kind of stuff going on, this is something that would have appeared in one of the third-party panels. But hey, look at that. It's ready. It looks decent. Charles, you like Getaway. I know you do.
Like to hate him.
You've had this entire podcast, under your thumb, like Getaway had the Lost Light under his thumb. You have a lot in common with Getaway. So, I mean, this is like a must buy for you, right?
Wow. That's a lot of insults in a sentence there, Daryl. No, it looks cool. I'm surprised at how well they were able to make Getaway out of originally a Rodimus mold. So it, both the robot mold and the vehicle. I mean, the vehicle mode, you can definitely see the bones of Rodimus's vehicle mode in there. Mm-hmm. It looks good. It looks very much like the comic. The robot mode looks very much like the comic character. And it's a cool figure. Although, you know, he's an absolutely despicable character. So he's definitely a villain.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for folks who are trying to complete their Lost Life shelf, I think this is the good addition.
Right on.
It just reminds me of how much of an utter ball ache this character was to color. There's just too many bits. Too many little bits. They're all hitting the light in different angles. And, I've had weird flashbacks now to doing fill-in colors, which always means that you've given like 0 minutes and 0 seconds to try and color pages, when you have to try and match somebody else's style at the same time, which is really, 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 really slow as a result. But you don't have time. And I have visions of Getaway and just going, oh, I can't. This is, everything's difficult. And my body hurts. And it was probably 5 a.m. And I'd been working since 7 a.m. the day before, probably. So, yeah, pass from me.
Well, maybe you could get it as a cathartic exercise and just destroy it.
Just punch it repeatedly until one of us dies.
Hit it with a hammer.
Yeah.
Until it's all red.
Yes.
With your blood.
Yeah. Oh, so hot. So hot. Okay, I've bought three. You've talked me into it.
All right, good. Jeremy, this is also something right up your alley if it wasn't third party. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Getaway was always one of my favorite G1 toys. I think they did a pretty good conversion of the Rodimus figure into Getaway. I mean, he looks great, but like you said, third party, so I'm not likely going to have it in the budget to pick him up, but you know, I think it looks fantastic.
And I do have a second figure to talk about, and this is the prototype images of the third version, or I guess they're calling it version 2.0 Starscream. So the last one we got was version 1.5. I don't know what they're doing, but whatever. This is the new Masterpiece Starscream, and it looks pretty badass. No information on, you know, release dates or prices or anything like that. This is just prototype imagery and showing the you know, the way that it can kind of move the articulation and you know, kind of where all the kibble and stuff kind of transforms out of and moves to on the figure. There's no shots of it in plane mode, but you do get a good look and see what kind of the robot mode looks like from all angles. And there is a lot of panel, you know, movement on this guy, similarly to a lot more of the more recent Masterpiece figures where you're flipping and flopping panels all over the place. And then when you're done, hey, you got a Transformer. You're not really moving chunks around that previous incarnations have been. This is a lot more meticulous work, and it does appear to be paying off. But on the flip side of that, you do end up with a figure that's likely going to cost a lot more. John Paul, what are your thoughts on this? Are you a fan of the Starscream mold? Are you, you know, the regular G1 Seeker, or is this something that you've got a version of already, or is this something you might be looking at?
I've always of these. I've always had a thing for Skywarp, partly because I just think black and purple are awesome. Largely because it was one of the first toys that I ever got Skywarp. Although it's usually Starscream comes out and then Skywarp is like a weird figure that is chucked in a two pack with somebody else or exclusive that can only be bought for 1 second on the appointed day when the sun hits the zenith and you say a chant and you happen to be in the right part of America at exactly the right moment. So I do have a Masterpiece Starscream, the very first one, and I did manage to get a Masterpiece Skywarp, the very first one. I've never got any of the ones subsequently. I have to say, I think this looks great, although it does look a tiny bit from the picture like there's a screaming face in his cockpit. And I don't know if that's just the light or if that is actually a spare face in there, because it looks like they haven't sculpted his face yet. So I'm interested. The only problem being that Masterpiece toys now are pretty much removed from a casual buy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd have to love a character a lot now to think about getting a Masterpiece. So yeah, we'll have to see what comes out. But I do like the Seekers. I think this looks really good. I think they've done a good job kind of hiding the kibble at the back or tucking it all in. Yeah. I love my G1, so it's a good representation of that, I think. A good representation of the Seekers' early work.
Charles, we've discussed it before. You do have yourself a fighter pilot's license, and you do practice dogfighting in your spare time.
Who doesn't?
It doesn't explain the affinity for Starscream. What are your feelings on this here?
I mean, it's fine. I don't need another star. I mean, I have the older master, or I guess I have the 1.5 Masterpiece Starscream. I understand the desire to make it super animation model accurate, but I feel like the folding the tail wings up behind the main wings just seems like unnecessary engineering effort that leads to more cost for these figures. Like, I'm sure this figure is going to be like pushing towards $200 or something like that. And yeah, it does look just like the cartoon in robot mode, and it probably looks just like the cartoon in jet mode, and it's probably hella hard to transform because there's lots of things to details to and bits to flip out and putch together. And great, I mean, for those who really want that, that's great. Enjoy this, but I will probably not be picking this up. I'm happy with my classic Starscream and my masterpiece Starscream still in the box.
It's going to cost $11,000 and comes shipped with someone from Takara to actually transform it for you as and when you need them.
With a ham?
Oh, well, they haven't got that kind of money. Takara,
so. No. The little stand is nice. The little, like, so you can make him actually look like he's flying, I guess. That's cool.
Sure.
Well, that's assuming it comes with that and it's not just something.
Is that like, not? But I had that in the first one. A stand just like that.
Oh. Right. They all came with a stand that was separate, but this is a different looking stand. I'd like it to, you know, to for these all, if they all do the seekers, right, they all connect. That would be wicked, but there's no information on that.
I'm sure it'll break just like mine.
Now, Jeremy, you have a tendency of always getting blown up by F-15s. Is this just bring back bad memories just by having this option? Or, I mean, I'm not even sure if you have a Starscream or even like Starscream, because it's just a post-traumatic stress disorder kind of deal for you.
Why can't any of the Seekers be MiGs? I mean, come on.
You're a Russian.
I think this looks okay until I saw his feet, and I'm like, why are his feet so huge? It's just...
You know why.
It just... I mean, I know they're going for the animation look, but...
No, that's not the reason.
You know. Have you seen the size of his cockpit?
And short no rays.
Hey-o! I apologize. This is awful.
No, you don't.
It just... I don't know. It makes him... He seems shorter than he should be. The legs just seem very squat.
Okay.
And I
think
know.
It's... I kind of... If you put your finger over the head, like, the proportions look right. I think, weirdly, the head seems too big in this.
And
But I don't think that... But it doesn't look like that. That head's sculpted properly yet. So, because there's no face or eyes or anything on it. So maybe it will kind of resolve itself a bit. But it does look... That for me, look, it looks... You know, like if someone cosplays as Starscream, and obviously... Because there's a human being underneath, the proportions tend to go a bit chunkier. It's kind of, for some reason, it's the head in particular does that. But I think in color, I think it will be a bit more impressive.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe they will reduce the size of the head just a bit and make it look a little bit better.
Well, that's all I brought to the show this week. Jeremy, you're up. What do you got for us?
I have a bunch of Generations reveals. The first one is, this was revealed by Hasbro on their Transformers Tuesday, and it is a Generation Selects Black Rorichi. It's essentially, he was a companion to Black Zarek, which was the Japanese coloring for Scorponok. So people are wondering, are we going to get a repaint of Scorponok? Who knows? But I think the coloring on this is fantastic. It's, you know, largely gold with black and purple. Normally you see a gold toy and you just have flashbacks to all the gold plastic syndrome and stuff, but I think this will be completely fine. He looks great.
I would say it's less gold and more wet brown from the pictures, but...
Well, you are the color expert.
It's I would describe it as moist brown, glistening beige. It's like a weird... Yeah, I'm sure in person it's gold.
Yeah, well, JP, you were telling us before the show you have a Scorponok on its way.
Yes.
Would something like this interest you as a companion?
I've already got a pre-order in for Fast Track, so it wouldn't really do anything. If I couldn't get Fast Track, I'd get this, just so that there is. But I quite like the colours on Fast Track just because it fits the aesthetic of Scorponok. I have no connection at all to Black Zarek, so I'd definitely be more of the sort of the US version than the Japanese one. But a lot of people are quite excited by this and the possibility of Black Zarek. So I'd be surprised if they didn't, just because it's such a massive figure. You know, you really do probably want to try and find ways to reuse that mold if you can, just because of the cost of something that size is a lot. You know, obviously they kind of rejigged Metroplex to be Fort Max, and then with not much you can do with Triptychon
doesn't
really
have a lot
you can't disguise him as something else.
Well, I mean, you can make a giant Grimlock.
You can make a Gigatron.
That's true. In fairness, yes, good point.
Yeah. Put a little mohawk on his forehead or his nose, and you're good to go.
So yeah, but it's there's another one I was thinking of there, and it's gone out my head. Is there someone else, or is it just Scorponok I'm thinking of? Oh, Omega Supreme.
Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
And Devastator.
You can make the Omega Guardians.
Yeah, true.
But Black Zarek, I think, is the most well known.
He's
out
actually
of all. Of
yeah.
Those.
Yes, I think so.
Well, Charles, you are the expert in Japanese continuity since you've been reading the manga. what are your thoughts on this?
Meh. It's fine. I mean,
it's glistening brown, Charles.
I am passing on regular Scorponok, so I'm also passing on Black Zarek, so I don't really have a use for Fast Track or Black Rorichi. Oh,
so. Can't breathe in again. There's only so much air my lungs will take. Charles, why do you hate Scorponok?
I don't hate Scorponok. I actually I'm quite fond of Scorponok from the old Marvel comics, but Unicron has taken up all my extra space. I don't have space for another big
guys.
Figure. Yeah, I am one of those guys. One of those suckers. Yes.
Yeah.
when does that actually cut? When do you get that?
Next year sometime.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're not like sending you a piece each month that you have to assemble for the next like 80 years or something. It's actually
they were smart. They promised it from the beginning it'd be 2021. Just skip any bad news from 2020 altogether.
And the good thing is, once you get it, the box can be used as low income housing for a family of six.
Yeah, So after your wife actually realizes what it is she agreed to let you get, she's like, all right, well, you're sleeping in the box.
Yeah, that's it. Good luck hiding that from your other half. No, this room has always been half the size that it currently is.
Yeah, the box is like
a no moon.
1990s monitor.
No, it literally is. You could have it. I tell you what you could do is put a glass circle on the top and have it as a coffee table facing up. That'd be amazing. Like Unicron's maw looking up at you as you have your dinner. That'd be great. If anyone wants to like actually develop this into a real table, I'm so in.
Anyone wants to donate their Unicron for a coffee table experiment?
Do you think they'll make a smaller one at some point? Do you think they'll go, here's one that's like half the size, just so...
They've said they're not reusing the mold.
Oh, have they?
If you take them at that, I could see them releasing a smaller one. Be like, well, it's not the same mold.
Yeah, and probably with half the stuff, the accessories would be removed or something. I mean, it's beautiful. I think it's gorgeous, but I just couldn't. I couldn't justify the cost of getting it over here or anything, or the cost even if I didn't get it. I couldn't afford to buy it and then leave it in America. And therefore, I couldn't afford to buy it and then bring it here. But are you the only one that's from this group that's was enveloped in Unicron's sweet embrace?
Yes, I am the only transmissions host. Although one of our guest hosts is also a guy that I think Epic has also pre-ordered it. Yeah. So
we'll be coming around your house then to actually see it.
Well, yeah. If by 2021 we have a vaccine, yes, you're invited.
Yeah. If the world isn't a garbage fire in 2021,
yeah.
Fingers crossed. I think that's a campaign slogan for one of the parliamentarians. We promise the world will not be a garbage fire in 2021. I want pictures of you with it. Don't leave it in the box.
I promise I will take it out of the box. I promise.
Boy, he's got your number.
didn't they say that it takes like 2 hours to transform
yes.
or something?
Yes, they did. It takes an hour for the guy who wrote the instruction book to do it. So I don't know how long it'll take us mere mortals to do it.
Well, that's not including the time it takes you to get it out of the box.
You're going to have to smoke a cigarette after you've taken it out of the box. Right? Once you've transformed
it. You have to like reserve time on your calendar.
Yeah. By the time you're finished, Orson Welles would have been reincarnated.
Well, back to Black Arichi, Daryl, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's gorgeous. The coloring on it is gorgeous. Whatever the hell this is. Gold, you know, muted tan, diarrhea beige, I don't know. What?
Sparkling follow-through, I call it.
it's a really nice looking color. If it becomes available here in Canada, then I'll pre-order it, definitely myself, just because it's it's just a really cool looking figure. The colors on it really pop. So, and like you were saying, Jeremy, the safety factor on the whole gold plastic thing is a real key. I have a bunch of figures from the 80s and 90s that have the official real gold plastic that I am scared to death to touch. This one I won't have to be. It'll be fun. I can mess around with it. So
that's because it's not gold, is it? Just saying.
No, but it's fun. It looks cool. It looks neat. Yeah, I'd mess around with it for sure.
Well, next we have this was I think revealed via Takara Tomy's Twitter, but Hasbro has also put it up as well. This is the War for Cybertron Ratchet and Lifeline. They're the Galactic Odyssey Collection Paradrone Medics 2-pack. So, you know, Ratchet, we all know Ratchet, you know, Ironhide repaint. But Lifeline is the new name that they've given to the RC repaint that we've always just called Paradrone Medic. And they've, if you look at the Amazon listing, they actually have a full backstory. She's from the planet
Paradrone.
She is kind of a pacifist, but... So, like, they've renamed the weapons. It's like her weapon is like an Energon Infuser. And I think it's really, really neat that they're giving characters backstories now that aren't, you know, in the media. Although, you know, who knows if she'll be in the next Netflix series. I think the Ratchet looks fantastic. Just like the Ironhide, you know, he has like the roof as a shield. But I think the coloring on Ratchet looks great. And then the Paradrone Medic is just, it's RC. But with like teal and white, for some reason, that seems to be the version of the mold I always get. So I might actually end up getting this. It's an Amazon exclusive and it's $39.99 US. Charles, what do you think of this 2-pack?
I really like this. I bought a Siege Ironhide. So I was kind of a little bit put out that they made a Earthrise Ironhide. So now I can justify getting an Earthrise Ratchet instead. And Paradrone Medic means I don't have to, or Lifeline, I guess I should say, I don't have to get an RC. So, hey, kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that works out great.
So, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I actually got the Siege Ratchet, so I guess I'll have to skip this and get the Ironhide.
But yeah, these look good.
Cool. Well, JP, what do you think?
I'm thrilled that once again they've decided to have an exclusive in one country. if it was Amazon UK as well, that would be good. But no, Amazon US, we don't ship to the UK. Cool. Ratchet's one of my favorite characters. I love Ratchet. So finding the Walgreens, another shop that doesn't exist in the UK, exclusive Ratchet from the last one was an absolute ball ache. And this will be too. So I may or may not ever be able to get this. But I very much would like Ratchet. Lifeline, I have no connection to whatsoever. But I have to say, I do like the green or the teal coloration much more than the pink. It's one of those things that when I was looking at these two characters, I thought, oh, I'd love to write these two. I think Lifeline's a really cool name as well. I found myself wanting to fill in the blanks of these two characters in there. What's their deal? Mm-hmm. Let's find out about these guys. So I actually quite like that. And I like medics in general. But again, probably never going to.
I know Lifeline is a name that they've used in G.I. Joe. I don't know if they've ever used it in Transformers before.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But it's a good one. You know how sometimes, you know, new Transformers come along and their names, they just don't, I don't know, they don't kind of feel right. Lifeline just feels like that was, it just sounds like it's always been a Transformers name. For me, it just works.
Yeah.
It looks like she's been named Lifeline before for a while. Like, there's already a TF Wiki page for her.
Oh, okay.
Well, they could also be rewriting history. Who knows? Daryl, what do you think of this two-pack?
I like it. I like it a lot. The Ratchet is pretty cool. Obviously, it's just the same as the Ironhide, but, you know, it's fine. I think that the Ironhide looks good. I think the Ratchet looks good as well. The Lifeline figure, Paradron Medic, whatever, it's fine. I have no personal connection to the figure, like JP said, but it's one of those figures that it's like, if I gotta get Ratchet, then I'm gonna get the Paradron Medic, and I actually don't have a copy of this figure in any capacity, so the closest I would say is probably Moonracer. It's the same kind of color palette, so... But I don't think they kind of qualify as the same character. So, yeah, I would, you know, I'd take Moon or a Paradron Medic or Lifeline with a Ratchet any day. They look like a good two-pack. And if I can find a way to get these two, then I will.
And it looks like the Transformer Collectors Club named it Lifeline for the first time in 2016. I actually have that figure. I just always called her Paradron Medic. But it was that the first generation's RC remold, not the Headmaster one.
And we never heard about these other like four planets. That this is the first we're hearing about this stuff, right? This Odyssey Collection stuff, Galactic Odyssey Collection.
I think it was something that we didn't talk about. It was like in the list, no. But yeah, they have other planets here. Micron, which obviously we know what Microns are with Transformers. Biosphera, Dominus, and Botropolis.
They've done an outline, haven't they? They've done like a silhouette for the next.
Yeah,
but they're all Bumblebee.
Well, the silhouette's all Bumblebee. Yeah. Biosphera, were you know, I'm suspecting maybe Beast Formers, or I don't know, maybe bring back Botanica from Beast Machines, Plant Transformers. It'll be interesting. I like that they're actually doing this. It seems like a lot more effort is being spent on the toy fiction now than there has been in recent years.
It's one planet, it's just all Rock Lords. I don't know if you have Rock Lords or remember Rock Lords.
We know Rock Lords.
Yeah.
They turn into stones. It's as exciting as that.
All right. Well, the last thing I have to talk about is... the Generations War for Cybertron trilogy spoiler pack, or the second spoiler pack, has been revealed. Skip to the next time code if you want to completely be spoiler free on this. I'll give you a second. Okay. It is Nemesis Prime. They're using the Siege Optimus mold and the Earthrise trailer. And having both versions of Optimus, I really wish they would have just done Earthrise all the way, because I love that figure a lot more. But the colors look great, you know, black with gray and gray highlights, and got some teal, got some red windows. I think he looks really cool. He's got a pretty nasty looking sword. Looks like he comes with, is it Slitherfang, like a red version mm-hmm. of it. Some Energon cubes and blast effect. This was one of the Walmart pre-orders, but now it's available, I think, at all fan channel retailers like BBTS, TF Source, you know, just all the regular places. JP, what do you think of this guy?
I mean, I do like me a Nemesis Prime or a Scourge type dude. I'm quite happy with the War for Cybertron and Earthrise Primes that I have, really, so it doesn't, I'm not especially connected to This, I'm not sure why it's a spoiler.
They did the same thing with the first one was Ultra Magnus.
But that didn't that come out before the show came out? So it kind of was a spoiler. I don't know what the spoiler is.
But we knew he was in the show.
Well, this is for Earthrise, so it is out before Earthrise comes out.
Oh, this is Earthrise, is it? I thought it was still okay, all right, well.
Well, this is just saying the Netflix series. It's not actually saying Siege or Earthrise or whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it could be. Okay, it's a spoiler but for what's to come, possibly. Yeah.
If we get a Nemesis Prime in the Netflix show, that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice because I think the original toys, the original version of this, is, I really like. So, you know, it's that with a different coat of paint on it, really. I quite like, I just think Optimus Prime is generally a great sort of design. And I think it's one of those ones that can take most colours quite well. And I think, you know, that being almost completely monochromatic with just the red windows and the red eyes is pretty cool.
Well, Charles, what do you think of this?
I mean, in a vacuum, it's cool to get a Nemesis Prime. It's cool to, you know, I know you're a fan of Nemesis Prime and those colors and everything. That's great. But really, another Prime? I mean, I feel like it's just... It's too many primes, and to put this in a spoiler box. So, you know, I mean, of course, no one is going to not find out before they buy. Well, I mean, you did pre-order it. So you didn't know what it was before you pre-ordered it. But yeah. I mean,
yeah, I did pre-order
and,
it.
And you got the alternate universe, Dead Prime, you got the Earthrise Prime, you got the Siege Prime. And now
I'm the sucker.
I mean, I just feel like they could have picked another. I know the spoiler boxes are repaints, but they could have picked another figure. I mean, not another Prime. It's too many Primes. Make a Nemesis Prime available. If you want to make a Nemesis Prime available, that's great. But pick something interesting for the spoiler figure. So, yeah, that's just it feels like a disappointment to me. Like, I know Optimus Prime sells, but that's a lot of Optimus Prime choices in a very short amount of time. And, you know, across basically two toy lines, you've got five variations of Optimus Prime here. You've got the two Sieges and now three Earthrise versions. This is the Frankenstein Siege cab and Earthrise trailer. Yeah. So,
right.
Just, yeah. I mean, that's too many Primes in this short time span.
He's the new Bumblebee.
And he's too expensive to shelf warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, do people do buy him.
Daryl, is this too many Primes?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Charles. This is, I was done with it when you were buying the last one, the Dead Prime. So, it's just another thing. I mean, it's basically the Dead Prime. They just added a little bit of paint, a little bit of color to it. I don't know. It's somebody out there is liking them, so they're still buying them. It's not for me. I like Nemesis Prime as much as the next guy. Maybe not as much as you, but I do think it's too much. This is in Canada. This is an $80 figure. That's a lot to ask. And I have, like you do, I have the Earthrise Prime with the trailer, and the trailer sucks. The trailer is terrible.
I do wish that they had made like an oil tanker type trailer.
Right.
Just for this. Oh,
yeah. Just, I mean, do something different. That I mean, I get why they didn't. It's a big, it's a undertaking to create something brand new for just an exclusive, but this trailer for this Earthrise Prime, it serves its purpose. It gets a trailer for Prime again, but it's a terrible trailer. It's a large plastic box that does nothing. And it's expensive. It makes your figure way more expensive. It looks small. It looks kind of shitty, and it's just not good. So yeah, this is a hard pass for me.
But other than that, you love it, right?
Other than that, it's the best.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a hard pass for me.
Well, that's all I got, Charles. What do you have this week?
All right. Remember all those Kingdom rumors we talked about last week? They're all coming true. Well, a bunch of them are. So we've got a bunch of leaked images for some of the upcoming Transformers War for Cybertron Kingdom figures. And that includes Rat Trap, Cheetor, Black Arachnia, and Warpath. So all those figures have been leaked. You know, someone got some early samples and put pictures up. And we got a lot of pictures of Rat Trap. It's interesting because Rat Trap looks... We also have some comparison pictures to Rat Trap to the Thrilling 30 Generations Rat Trap. He's much smaller. Like, this Rat Trap is... looks like deluxe size. Or not deluxe size, I mean legend size. But... very detailed, like it. I mean, it looks like a little mouse. Cheetor looks pretty good, and the Black Arachnia also looks interesting. And then Warpath, we don't see a lot of detail on Warpath, but he looks. I mean, he looks like a Warpath, so that's good. But it's just interesting to see all these figures coming out now, and. It's surprising. It's surprising that we're getting, like, we got the rumors last week, and then immediately we've got all these leaks of pictures to confirm them. So for fans of Beast Wars, I think this should be encouraging that a lot of those leaks are pretty solid. So, you know, we've already got three of the Beast Wars characters with Cheetor, Black Arachnia, and Rat Trap. So I'm sure we can look forward to the other ones coming soon. Daryl, I know Beast Wars is your favorite Transformers series, so does this...
Here we go.
So does this make you happy?
No. I'm happy for people who enjoy Beast Wars and that are getting Beast Wars figures, but I'm also a fan of just toys in general and decent toys. So I have a bunch of Beast Wars figures because they're good toys. And I'm looking at the Rat Trap. We've got the best pictures of Rat Trap, like you said. And Rat Trap looks like he's got a bunch of like really good ball joints, and he's very articulated. And that's cool. But he, like you said, he's also real small, which I guess is kind of in keeping with the size class difference. Black Arachnia looks horrendous. You know, she's got shoulder joints, but, you know, all the legs on her arms, and I don't really see the transformation and how it's supposed to work well. Obviously, we see the really grainy shot of her alt mode in one of the other pictures, but I'm not real fond of that that look on Black Arachnia. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the show, but I don't know. It doesn't look that great. The Cheetors, how does this person get freaking 10 Cheetors, you know, like that's ridiculous. So I don't know, but the Cheetors look okay, I guess. I'm not sure if they're finished or what, because all the shoulders on these, you know, these prototypes or whatever the hell they've got are all blue. And in the pictures we see, they are all covered up with, you know, animal kibble. You know, I'm not sure if they're finished or not. Maybe they're just all transformed poorly, but that's possible. But either way, they, you know, Cheetor is a fairly popular character as well. And if they actually start, if the figure looks like it does in the pictures we've got, like of robot mode and alt mode, then they'll be okay. Not something I'm super excited for, but they'll do okay. I cannot tell what the hell is going on with Warpath in these pictures. It's just strewn about on this floor or bedspread or whatever the hell this thing is. I'm more excited about the Warpath in here, which is no surprise to anybody. For the people that are excited about the Beast Wars stuff, I'm happy for you. But for the most part, the stuff that got leaked kind of looks like garbage.
Okay.
So again, you love it.
I love it.
Yeah. 10 of each for this guy.
So, JP, I think you have a pretty positive opinion of Beast Wars. So what do you think of these figures?
I adore Beast Wars. Because of the way that the show released over here, the only way really I was able to get it was on VHS. Don't know if you remember that technology. Some of your listeners will not know what that means. But VHS was short for very horrible sound and video, but they just condensed that. But they, weirdly, they released season 3 and then 2 and then 1.
Oh.
Yeah. So as a result, my first exposure to a lot of the designs were Transmetal and Transmetal 2, and then slowly working my way back. So I always have this thing where when I see season 1, I'm like, oh, I don't like those designs very much. But I will say, before I realized that Ratchet was Rat Trap. But do you know what? Now that I think of it, shouldn't they have had a Rat Chit? who was a tiny rat-based medic. Why did that pun not happen? Anyway, Rat Trap, fine. That's what happened. Let's not rewrite history. Yeah, because I looked at that, I thought, oh, he's missing some paint, isn't he? And then I realized just how tiny he is, and that I can understand why there's not tremendous amounts of paint on there. And I actually quite like that he's going to be a little tiny guy, because I didn't get the thrilling 30. One, because weirdly, I thought it's a bit too big. So this kind of works for me. I quite like Cheetor. I'm not a fan of Cheetor the character, but I do like the way Cheetor looks. I think in those pictures, the ones on the bed or the table are mistransformed, because there's another picture where you can see that Cheetor looks pretty cool. With his legs in the right place, and on the table, you can see the when you zoom in, the legs are too low down. So I think they're meant to sit on or in that blue peg, but for whatever reason, they haven't. I'm a much more of a fan of the Transmetal versions. I'm kind of keen to support this, because I'd quite like to have for them to start doing the Transmetal versions too. I really like Black Arachne, because I think she actually looks pretty much spot on to the cartoon. Including the arms on the arm. That it's just that they're more behind her in motion than those ones are, where they're just hanging down like weird wings.
I hope you can pose them like when you actually have the figure. Like, hopefully you can
They're pretty jointed. I mean, I don't know how well she'll stand up, just by virtue of she's got spindly legs and not massive feet. But I think again, because the masterpieces of some of these have gone into the aspirational territory, price-wise, it's quite nice to actually see some quite good representations of the, the cartoon being done in a reasonable price point. So I'm quite excited. I think Cheetor naturally can potentially become quite a nice, perhaps scaled up a little bit, Tigatron. And a few, so I'm quite excited. I'd like to see more. I mean, we did have an optimal Optimus in Power of the Primes and stuff. So I think hopefully we'll see a few other of the more transmetally Transformers sneaked in there as well. Snuck in there.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm down for it. The only thing I will say about Warpath is I really, really, really like the last Warpath they did. I don't know if that was Thrilling 30 or whatever it was.
The little one?
No, he's sort of I'm looking for him in my cupboard.
The Generations one.
Is it Generations? I thought he was great. So it'd be hard to top that one for me.
Oh, okay. Because there was one more recent than that. Was the Generations one where he's an H-Tank is just phenomenal. That's a really good one.
It's he's about the same size as I just call them normal size. It's kind of like Wheeljack, Earthrise Wheeljack size, whichever one that one was.
Yeah.
Maybe a tiny bit smaller. Yeah. Whatever that one was, I thought was brilliant.
There was one more recent than that was a little bastard.
Oh, okay. I didn't
but
see
But I agree with you on that more recent. Generations Wheeljack, it's a really good one.
Wheeljack
that
or Warpath?
That is the high bar.
Warpath.
Sorry, the Warpath, yeah. Sorry. That Warpath is the high bar right now.
All right, Jeremy. I think you are. I don't know. I don't know if I'd call you the biggest Beast Wars fan at the table here, but you're definitely a top tier Beast Wars fan here. So,
well, I mean, of the show, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
I never really got into the toys. Between Daryl and I combined, we formed the best Beast Wars fan.
I like Beast Wars too.
Well, yeah, but see, I've already got the toy side covered, and Daryl has. Or I have the show side, Daryl has the toy side.
There you go.
There's nothing for me. Okay.
Hey,
you can have
both.
The comic side. You can have the comic side.
Like I said, there's nothing for me.
Yeah. I like these on the most part. Like I think the Rat Trap being a smaller figure is fine. Just let's finally pay attention to scale. And he should be smaller. I do think his rat mode is a mode that you should probably not leave the toy in where like someone could just see like the silhouette. Like if my wife saw the silhouette of that, she would scream, because if you don't see it clearly, it looks like a real animal. once you actually see it and you can see all the joints and everything, then yeah, it's clear what it is. So he would stay in robot mode at my house. But I love how poseable he is. It looks very good. Cheetor, I agree. I think these are all just mistransformed. I'm looking forward to seeing him in person. And I think from the renders here, I think it looked really good. And then Black Arachnia, my biggest fear is that those spider legs might weigh down the arms, but I don't know. We need to see better pictures than this one shot. But I mean, other than that, the molding, I think, looks great. Like the face and everything, you know, it looks very show accurate. So on the whole, I think these are really great. Warpath also, I mean, from what we see, you know, I have no doubt Warpath is going to be fantastic. They've been doing so good with Earthrise. So it's just the animal figures being the big change with Kingdom. I think that's where they really have to prove themselves.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how or if the whole point is that it's Earthrise, you know, and it's present day. It's difficult to have an organic dinosaur. So I don't know. I can't remember from the picture that was leaked whether it had a Megatron in it or not. A Beast Wars Megatron, that is.
It was in the listings. I mean, there's no pictures yet. Yeah. There's no pictures yet, but they are in the listings, the Walmart listings that were leaked.
Okay.
Well, this is Kingdom, and
there's
going to be like time travel or what. You know, don't know where the fiction is going to take it, but.
All right. Well.
Sorry, I was just going to say, because I'm one of those people who I love G1. I do love G1. I'm not a G1er purist. I don't accept it that anything else exists. But I have been very well looked after in terms of really excellent versions of G1 things for really quite a few years. Combiners, Headmasters, Power of the Primes, Earthrise, all that stuff has just been, for me, the high point of 35 years, to some of the stuff that I've been able to get over the last 5 years. But they've done so well. I mean, like, you know, this Ratchet that's coming out, I think is brilliant. It's kind of incrementally better than the Earthrise, Siege. You kind of reach a point, I think, where you've got to start picking a different group of characters to play with, you know, and maybe they will hark back to Armada and others in you know, nicer tooling, because I think some of those designs are a bit ugly, but they have potential. And I think, you know, if Beast Wars is the next step, I'll be very happy to see Beast Wars toys and leave some of the core G1 cast that have been redone a few times now to let them breathe a little bit and move on to something else and then see what happens. But I'm excited. Trucks and monkeys. I'm all for both.
All right. That finishes up our toy topics. But Daryl has coming in late with one more thing he wants to add. He wants to add one more point.
You sneaky bastard.
I just wanted to mention one thing. Good friend of the show, DJ Ronan, had kind of got some information for Canadian collectors this past week, for everyone kind of looking for the Generation Select stuff that had been coming out over from Hasbro Pulse. And we've been covering a lot of it because it's been coming out fast and furiously over the last couple weeks. And we've all been kind of, here in Canada anyway, we've all been kind of bummed out that, you know, Hasbro Pulse or shopping on Hasbro Pulse sucks, because we can't, it's just, it doesn't, it's not feasible.
Shopping is fine. Shipping sucks.
Shipping sucks. Yes. So, you know, you can pull the trigger, but you're going to spend the same amount of money on shipping as you are the figure. So it just it's not financially responsible to do it that way. So anyway, he found out, and these things have kind of trickled through, but over the years, but it seems that a deal has finally been put in place with Hasbro Pulse and EB Games Canada to have all the Hasbro Selects figures or Generation Selects figures that they do be released at EB Games Canada. I can't speak for anywhere else in the world, like the UK or anything like that, but these figures are starting to come out like crazy on the Hasbro or on the EB Games website, and you can pre-order them there. This past week alone, up on the EB Games website, you can find Generation Selects Rotostorm, Tiger Track came out, Hubcap went up, Decepticon Exhaust went up there. Also, if you paid attention really late in the week, you were able to get pre-order Hot House, Bug Bite, as well as Sandstorm and G2 Megatron. So these all went up on their website this past week. This is just great news for Canadian collectors who are really bummed out about not being able to get these things from Hasbro Pulse. And I implore other Canadian collectors to support this partnership at EB Games so that it continues. Because a year ago at Fan Expo, when I asked them about shipping, they said they were looking into it. And up until this very point, it didn't seem like they had any solution in sight. But this seems to be like a really good solution. And all you got to do is pre-order the thing. Most cases, if you have an Edge card, you don't have to put any money down. And you just you get free shipping, right? So there you go. You just go pick it up in the store. And I've been really happy with it so far. And there is no... and if you have your Edge card, then you get the discounted prices and everything. So it's less than regular retail. But that's the only point I wanted to make. I just wanted to talk to Canadian collectors out there and tell them to go and support another fine Canadian establishment.
Well, la-dee-da, bloody Canadians. Fine. 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 We'll have the Queen back. No, no, you can keep the Queen.
Are there any places in the UK that you can get them?
I'm not sure. I've obviously a lot of the, you know, the kind of our regular kind of retailers like In Demand Toys and Kapow and those guys who, you know, sort of managed to get hold of most things, but a lot of them it is, you know, they're kind of importing them.
Yeah.
So they're getting fairly limited numbers and they're, you know, obviously a lot more than retail because that's how much it costs to get them in. I did see Rotostorm on the Zavvi website, which is a very general kind of retailer, online retailer, but I haven't seen it, any of the others anywhere else. Although for me, Rotostorm's probably the only one I'd be that interested in, so it kind of works out. But yeah, it's been a bit frustrating because when stuff does come up, you know, even if I do like it, unless you kind of pre-ordered it quite a bit in advance, maybe from one of the online guys, you probably missed out. They probably sold out.
Yeah.
So I mean, I managed to get hold of the C-Cons.
Oh, cool.
But it was expensive.
Right.
You know, it was a lot more expensive than the figures are generally, you know, would generally be bought if I bought them in the store. So, but I love combiners. So I was quite lucky in being able to get them because I was very late in the day, realizing that I should have ordered them like months before.
Right.
And one of the retailers, I was like, I know this is a bit unlikely, but and he said, well, we always get a few people who say they want them and then don't. So let me know. And then, yeah, a couple of people dropped out at the last minute. So I was luckily able to get on my the fishy train.
Well, like you said, I was talking with one of our other listeners, Robin Hunt, over the course of the week about these figures and it being in the UK. And he'd also said that In Demand Toys and Kapow Toys were the two basically the best stores in the area to get these figures. There's some, you know, some pretty, you know, good or I guess big Transformers collectors who snap these things up really quick. Right. So you gotta be quick on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the retailers are great, but it is just, you know, they get hold of us as much of as they can. And they're not often given large quantities of stuff, and particularly if it's importing, you know, they get what they can get, and the cost is whatever the cost is. So they do a good job of working around some of the problems of like regional exclusivity or retailer exclusivity.
Yeah.
And I, you know, a couple of them have done have had deals with Hasbro to be the exclusive distributor of certain figures. So they've got a fair amount of buying power for some of them, but there are now a lot of exclusives. So yeah, like I say, it's just a shame that the Amazon ones don't translate across all Amazons. Or at least if they said it's an Amazon exclusive in the US, that it would be somebody else's exclusive in the UK. But they just don't do it, which is a bit. It's getting tricksy trying to collect them. And as I say, the last few years, you know, there's dozens of Transformers I want. Each time that they announce something, I'm like, oh, I want most of those. whereas, you know, like 10, maybe 15 years ago, I'm not sure now, it would have been, there's one or two in that batch I like. But then they were everywhere. So I could get them in the supermarket. I could get them at Toys R Us. There were conventions. Do you remember those? They were great.
Mm-hmm.
Where I could pick them up. And now it's just nowhere. It's really hard to get hold of stuff unless you're super on the ball about knowing that the toys have, you know, one of the retailers has released a batch or stuff. I'm always finding stuff out too late. But I'm not a true fan.
No. No. That's okay, though. So yeah, no, I just wanted to bring all that up to kind of let everyone else know that that was happening. and if anyone else other out there in Canada is looking for this stuff, to head on over to your local EB Games and shoot them a pre-order.
All right, well, that'll wrap up our toy section, so let's move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video so you can see everything we got on YouTube in beautiful high definition. We'll also have the audio right here in the podcast. You can keep listening as we describe all of our Transformers in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, well, let's talk about the stuff we got this week, and I didn't work out the order ahead of time, so we're going to start with Jeremy. What did you get, Jeremy?
Oh, hey, I went to the comic store for like the first time in like 2-3 weeks, so I have a bunch of books. First one is, as we mentioned, Transformers versus Terminator number 3. This is the only one that they had. It is, I can't remember who did the cover on this. Cover A.
Gavin Fullerton.
Gavin Fullerton, yeah. It's cool. I wanted Andrew's cover. I might have to hunt that down. But that one's good.
At another store? You shop at another store for a different cover?
Well, I might. It's on the other side.
That's impossible.
I might look online because, you know, they sell comics on websites now.
Wait, what was that?
Crazy.
Where would I go to a website? Is it drivable?
you have to use your modem and, you know, call in.
Yes. I'll use the telephone to drive there. Thank you.
So I also got issue 22 of the main Transformers series. This is cover A.
Anna Malkova.
Anna Malkova's cover. So it's nice symmetry. I kind of like that.
You're not liking these covers enough to put them in bags and boards. I'm telling you that.
I have been busy. I was on a Bluefin stream.
You
on
washed
Friday
a car and, today. I know. I heard you talk about it. Yeah, it was tough.
That too. So I have Transformers Galaxies number 8. Also cover A. Most of my things are cover A.
It's on the back above the UPC.
Oh, it is. Hey, this is the Umi Meow cover. what?
It's like a cheat sheet for you.
And then I have the Transformers Secrets and Lies with someone we know that worked on it. This is cover A, the Guido Guidi cover.
Never heard of it.
I heard Gene Paul did a really good job on covers.
I think that one was Joun. I don't know if you saw one of the names. I think it was J-O-W-N or J-A-W-N, Joun Paul.
Yeah. And then I also got this one, which
Ooh.
The Nick Roach cover with Josh Bertram on colors.
I mean, it'll do if you can't get the other one.
I couldn't. I wanted to get all the covers, and that this is what they had. I saw a lot of interest in this one online, though. I was like, huh, it's a good cover. I really wanted to get all the covers this week. They were great. But that's all I got.
I've struggled to get any of those books myself, so that's good news that you got anything, to be honest.
They don't send you any comps?
Well, I haven't had any for a while, so I think the COVID situation has just meant that I think there's a backlog. So, particularly,
well, and Charles, there's an issue with the mail service. I don't know if you realize.
No. Yeah.
For some reason, it's so I have managed to obviously I buy a lot of mine digitally anyway because I don't live anywhere near a comic shop, but I always try and get a few in the flesh, but I've really, really struggled. Since approximately March of this year. I don't know why that might be.
Weird. All right, I think I'll go next. I just have a couple of things. So I have Decepticon Clones, Pounce and Wingspan. These showed up at my local Target. There's Pounce and there's Wingspan, and they both have the same robot mode, so I wanted to show off their animal modes since they look slightly different. So there they are. Caw, caw, caw.
And then what does Pounce say?
Rawr.
There you go. Correct. Yeah, next question, Mr. President.
Man, woman, TV, camera, TV.
Man, woman, eagle, cat.
All right. Okay, JP, I'll throw it over to you. What do you got to show off?
Okay, I similarly have a smallish orb, and none of it's... I got the Studio Series... I literally only just got this. Again, it's one of those ones, it came out, it just disappeared. I wasn't able to get it from anywhere, and I managed to find it the other day. So I think he looks great. We're planning to take yachting lessons together. And
that Studio Series Bumblebeardy
Optimus. Yeah, yeah. So his,
we have to say it for the audio version.
Oh yeah,
they can't see it.
He's a robot with a red upper torso and blue legs with grey thighs, which I think you'll agree is very slimming. His interests include decoupage and ornamental eggs. So it's on the tech specs, I believe, on the back. If you want to look that up, but I'm very happy with him. I thought he's a lovely looking young man. I did also manage to pick up this book, which is called Transformers. I don't know what it's about. I've not read it. I'm not really interested, to be honest. It features these Irish robots. They're the Dyne Obots, which is why I bought it, being half Irish. This is very nice there. It includes images on the inside, as well as words collected in a way that I believe complement each other. I haven't read it. I'm not going to. I just wanted to feel included during this, so I bought that. Can't recommend it. Wouldn't. It's for children, isn't it, really? Robots and all that kind of stuff.
To be honest, the images on the inside look a bit dated.
They do. I'm sure I've seen this all before. This looks a lot like... This looks a lot like something I was looking at 2 or 3 months ago for hours at a time on my computer. So why anyone would want to choose to buy something that I've been looking at for hours, I don't know. But there it is. So that's the Transformers, if you're interested. That was issue 2. I haven't got issue 1 yet. I've managed to find an issue 1. And then my plug, this has nothing to do with Transformers. This was the Moose-based book that I did the colours for, called Agent Moose. There it is, kids. It's on Amazon. That's my wife there. That's not literally her. That's just her name written down. But in case you had concerns about my relationships. So, yeah, it's fun. It's designed for kids. So if you have any or know any, Or if you don't know any and you just want to engage in conversation, buy them a book. Give it to a child you don't know. Maybe don't do that. Maybe that's a terrible idea. But anyway, that. And that's it. That's all I have.
All right, Daryl, we'll wrap things up with you.
All right.
Do you have a razor to shave your beard? You've got a more COVID beard coming on there.
Should I shave it? I like it. That's fun. I'm going to reshow these because I do have the Joan Paul, the colorist on here.
Joan Paul.
They are the two, number two. They are very well colored. At least at 8th grade level coloring.
I can't comment because I personally wouldn't read this. I'm too grown up to read these comic books.
But with that thing that I was talking about with EB Games getting all of these pre-orders, I did get a tip from our friend DJ Ronan that they did have Grease Pit in stock. So I went and I grabbed one that was sitting there on the shelf. So I now have Grease Pit. So these things have, like I said, have been coming out fast and furiously from the store, and I was lucky enough to get in there and grab the last one they had in the store. So I got myself an exclusive Selects Grease Pit that was in Canada in a store. So look at that.
Cool.
So I guess I should say suck on that. No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that? That's mean.
All right. I think that'll do it for this episode of Trips to the Store. Here are my clones.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we will finish up the show with a little bit of convention news.
They're all cancelled.
Yeah, pretty much. Now we're moving into 2021. Toy Fair in New York is postponed, and the Toy of the Year Awards and Hall of Fame induction is going to be virtual this year. I'm sure we'll have more information later this year. They're adamant Toy Fair is still going to happen. You know, we'll see what the state of the world is in January. but I guess it was scheduled for February. But
people are allowed to go, but they have to be in those inflatable dinosaur costumes that everyone seems to have.
or those big balls you can get in.
Oh, yeah, the zorbing balls. Absolutely.
That would be great. We'll see what happens. I know Toy Fair is like a huge... it's a huge weekend for the entire industry to get their wares out. I still have doubts that it'll be in person because it is at the Javits Center in New York. I'm thinking New York is probably not going to want to have a mass of people from around the world, and who knows if they can even travel at that point. We'll keep an eye on that.
Well, I was going to say, in fairness, I think America is on the no-fly list for almost every country in the world at present.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
good job.
Anyway, that's it for convention news this week.
and for the rest of 2020.
We already mentioned all the other cancellations in previous episodes. All right, well, that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. JP, thanks again for joining us, and maybe you want to... Do you remember all your plugs now? You can tell everyone what they should check out.
Yes, you should check out Oxygen, which is Andrew Wildman's creator-owned self-published, which I'll provide the links for. They'll be here by the time you listen to this. I would also heartily recommend Transformers Secrets and Lies, Transformers 84, we're calling it, Secrets and Lies. I find this really confusing because there was an issue 84 of Regen, and I do wonder sometimes... Look, my brain. So there's too many numbers. This is 84-1. But so Transformers Secrets and Lies 84. I hope you enjoy it because I do. I, even though it's very, very hard work, it's delightful at the same time. And I would also, I think I've had a few bits and pieces in the ongoing as well. Maybe issues 21, 22, covers and interiors, something like that. It was all done like 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago, so I have no idea what's going on anymore. And Agent Moose, the book by Firewall and Friends, which is available worldwide. Book one came out in August from Macmillan. There you are, an imprint of Macmillan. And I'm currently working on book two, which is illustrated by my wife and coloured by me. And I think that's everything. I don't know what year it is, what day it is. Let's just say there's that. And you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. I might do commissions later on in the year at some point. Depends how desperately I need to pay the mortgage.
All right.
Well, we'll spread that news.
ending on a dour note.
Oh, okay. Puppies. Puppies are nice.
They are. All right, everyone. Again, check out our Patreon for our updated tiers, our Donatrion tiers, and some of the goals we're looking for. So you can check that out on our Patreon page. We'll link that in the show notes. It is public to everyone to see. So if you are interested in joining, you can check that out. And
I was just going to say, Charles, I know you were worried at the start that your chronic flatulence was going to ruin the entire episode, but I don't think anyone heard anything. So that's a high point to end on.
He's good with the mute button.
Mike is my co-pilot.
Oh, we're still recording. Oh, God. I've done it again, haven't I? Oh, Charles, I'm so sorry. So many wasted hours, Charles.
We were friends once. All right, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Later.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
You can continue to explain to JP how to push buttons.
He'll need 8 weeks off after this.
He says, I'm going to need 8 weeks off. And Charles and Jeremy were like, I know what we're going to do. Get John Paul back.
We could just keep going for 8 weeks and you wouldn't have to edit it at all.
That's true. It's just a live stream now.
Hey, I don't know. Things in America are going pretty good. Right.
For the virus, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna need to reposition myself. Can you give me like 60 seconds to get a chair?
Yes, but no, not 1 second more.
Okay, 60 seconds, starting in 37 seconds time.
All right.
Did you push a child out the way to get that last grease bit?
I couldn't see. I ran too fast. There might have been some or one or two under me, but I was right. I was just kidding.
There were screams.
TV games. Those were probably just the teenagers.
Oh, well. There's always more of them.
Yeah. I heard a lot of, hey, man, watch where you're going. Follow the arrows on the floor, man.
Wow. It was like I was just trying. I was in the Big Lebowski just then. It was amazing.
Are your teenagers Cheech and Chong clones in Canada?
That's just how teenagers sound, dude.
Yeah, radical. Gnarly, etc. Yeah.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What up, likewise youths?
And I saw it on the shelves. I didn't even know it was him, but he called it the man who fucked up time. And I'm like, I like a good time story.
I like a good time fucking.
And it's actually...